Chapter 4, Tricks and Trouble. Location, in and out of Thunderhead School. The Bully Brigade was waiting at the entrance of the school when Nimbus arrived at midnight. He was surprised so many of the gang members wanted to help too. Maybe they were trying to make amends with Radar for their wrongdoings, like a work release program. As soon as Nimbus appeared, the gang drifted out without a rumble and picked up speed, looking more like cauliflower clumps of altos than a tough bunch of thunderheaders. He had no trouble keeping up and wasn't too concerned when they passed the golf course. Maybe they would circle around and come in from another direction. But when Nimbus looked down and saw the sign that read, "Welcome to Glacier National Park," he knew that they were going in the opposite direction. His insides started churning when he realized that they were heading straight for the trailer park in that popular tourist spot in British Columbia. Nimbus started to panic. His thoughts were swirling around in his head like dust devils, but some of those thoughts were growing into horrible images of camps and travel trailers washing down a river from previous flash floodings. "No!" he shouted. As the gang thundered loudly and flashed brightly, Nimbus could feel the burning of his anger in his mass. He had been tricked, betrayed. Then he saw a mobile home with children's faces pressed up against the windows watching the approaching doom. He shouted into the wind, "No! No, not again!" The more he tried to calm himself by breathing in, the more his mass started to twist. He tried to extract himself from the rest of the gang, but their forces had already joined, and he was sucked into the middle. The only way he could get away was to shoot up vertically. Suddenly, he was the Nitro. He fired himself up at supersonic speed. Not having done any spinning for a long time, Nitro forgot about the focal point that kept him in one place. He was spinning so fast that he lost control, then blew out his air too soon. Before he knew it, Nitro Nimbus was a full-blown tornado. He tried with all of his might to correct his direction, but he was darting off to the left, scooping up the very trailer with children, sending them out into who knows where. He was hearing screams from the children, but cheers from the gang. Nimbus had never known such panic. He felt the fate of his very existence was dependent on rescuing that trailer. Quickly, he regained his wits and found his focus. Seeing the mobile home falling from the sky, he went into nitro hyperspeed and shot himself at the trailer like an arrow on target. He used all the strength he could muster to circle that large box and spin it around until it settled in his center. The screams were unimaginable, but he kept his focus. Quickly, Nimbus reversed himself like an airplane would reverse thrusters and slowed his descent. He lowered the trailer down through his tunnel and set it gently in an open space not far from its original location. He heard cheers, but they weren't coming from the children. He dissipated rapidly. Suddenly, the gang swarmed him like locusts who had found a field of wheat. They moved him away from the scene of the crime and cheered louder. The clouds, who were bragging about garbage cans upended and internet dishes ripped out of their holders, soon turned their attention to overwhelming accolades of the grand performance of Nitro Nimbus.
"You're one of us now, Nitro!" Anvil shouted through the crowd chatter.
"No, I am not one of you," Nimbus whispered, trying hard to put himself back together.
Suddenly, Anvil pointed up in the sky.
"Heads up, bullies! We have visitors!"
Flashing bright cumulus clouds descended on the Bully Brigade. As they got closer, Nimbus could see that they were in full battle mode. Rapidly, the mighty force surrounded and circled them together like a herd of cattle.
"What's happening?" Nimbus asked.
"Your performance has brought down the law," Anvil said with pride. "They are the Cloud Council Corps. Don't you even think about starting anything."
"Oh, I wouldn't," Nimbus said, shrinking down as small as he could go.
The next thing he knew, he was waiting for his father to bail him out of trouble. It all happened so fast. One minute, Nimbus was floating in front of the Cloud Council after being arrested, trying to explain what had happened and why. Then came the verdict and the sentencing. Nimbus was beyond remorseful and leaking during his entire hearing. Luckily, he was a minor and a first offender and was only put on probation under his dad's care. If he stayed out of trouble, there would be no arrest record. But the shame and humiliation Nimbus felt, not only for himself but for his whole family, went deeper than he realized. He had never gotten into any trouble before, but then he was never caught with the Turbulence Gang episode that he and Taz had kept secret. The only bright side for this whole ordeal, according to Nimbus, was that he didn't have to return to Thunderhead School and face Radar and the others. It was bad enough that he had to travel home alone with his dad in silence. I wonder what happened to Anvil, he thought, remembering Anvil's smirky attitude sitting in the courtroom with his father. When Nimbus and his father arrived home, he saw that his mother was waiting with a warm, gentle smile. Kimilo didn't stop and chat and went to his favorite altitude. He needed to blow off steam.
"It was horrible, Mom," Nimbus started right in. "I was betrayed, tricked."
"Well, the Cloud Council must have agreed with you, because here you are," Cirrus said. "But you still had a choice, Nimbus. You didn't have to stay with that terrible gang and participate."
Nimbus couldn't tell his mother about the spinning powers he had learned at Blowhard's. That would get him in so much more trouble. So he just agreed and said he would never do it again.
"You fly with the crows, you get shot with the crows," his mother added.
"What does that mean?"
"If you hang around with those disreputable lowlifes, even if they are exciting and make you feel strong, you will end up doing what they do and suffer the consequences.
Just like what happened to you, right?"
"Well, luckily I'm not a crow and can't get shot."
"It's a metaphor, Nimbus. Just don't make friends with those kinds of clouds ever again."
"Don't worry. With Terrence gone, I don't have any friends around here anyway."
"Well, we can be glad of that. He's not a family member I would be bragging about."
"Why?"
"He's gone off with the Hurricanes," Cirrus said, shaking her head.
"Really? I knew he wasn't happy at home."
"Well, you better be thinking about your home. Since you are not in school anymore, you need to get a job."
"I know."
"You could come to work for me again and do sunsets. You were quite good at gathering and blending the colors."
I did like it, Mom, but I need to do something more challenging. No offense. Anyway, Dad thought it was too sissy."
"Yes, your father has his opinions, but he did marry me for my creativity and uniqueness."
Cirrus came from a family of artistic achievers. Her father was a successful master color blender, always coming up with individual shimmers that would make any cloud glow. Cirrus's mother supported her father by demonstrating his masterpiece color blends and reflecting them to make lovely rainbows. Cirrus loved helping her mother and was such a natural, she was sent away to the Royal Rainbow Academy, where she later stayed to teach for a short time. But her love was in the art of organizing sunsets. She wasn't a morning cloud. After moonlighting as a sunsetter, Cirrus met Nimbus's father. She often said that he was the best-looking cumulus she'd ever worked with, and he was exceptionally good at following her instructions when she asked. Maybe it was his powerful, confident nature that attracted her. And later, she found out that he was famous in certain cloud circles, not to mention attractive to all types of hopeful contenders. But he chose her.
"Mom, what I really want to do is go back to school," Nimbus said.
"Thunderhead? Aren't you suspended until further notice?"
"No, not Thunderhead. The Rainbow School where you used to teach."
"Seriously? The Royal Rainbow Academy?"
Cirrus was shocked.
"I think I would be awesome at creating rainbows, and think of the travel, Mom."
Then Nimbus sighed. "But Dad won't go for it.
It's still art, and that doesn't come under the Cumulo way.
Well, son, if you came up with a plan, he might listen. Talk to him when he gets back.
Cirrus kissed the top of his mask and floated over to where she had been mixing the colors for that evening's sunset in Utah.
I don't think he likes me, Mom. He thinks that there's something really wrong with me.
No, he doesn't, she said.
I know he thinks I'm a loser, a cloudy brain.
It must feel that way, dear, but you and I both know that isn't true. She stopped pouring the yellow into the red and looked at her son.
Somehow that school did do something good because I see a Cumulo growing up.
You do?
Go and find your father and have a plan. You know he likes it when you have a goal to achieve. Of course, you'll have to negotiate.
Still, I'm afraid so, Cirrus said with a sigh.
He's a good cloud, Nimbus, and loves you very much. He only wants the best for you, and of course he wants you to be happy. See what you can do to compromise.
I'll try.
Nimbus floated over to his dad's favorite altitude and cleared his throat.
Dad, do you have a minute?
Sure, son, Cumulo answered. Are you all feeling better and getting all settled in?
I want to apologize for my behavior. I was flying with the crows and got shot.
You sure did, Cumulo laughed.
I think if I did something useful for a while, maybe I could think about Thunderhead School again.
Really?
Cumulo perked up.
Yeah, right after I try and exhaust my whim at wanting to create rainbows. I've always wanted to be a designer like Mom. So as soon as I get that nonsense out of my head, I'll be a much better thunderstorm.
Huh, Cumulo said, losing his enthusiasm and going back to his slouching position.
No, seriously, Dad. I promise that if I don't make it to the top of my class in 1 year, I will go back to Thunderhead and become like you. Maybe even better.
Cumulo turned and stared at his son. He felt an ache in his heart, knowing his son had gone through such turmoil. He had felt the same way when his dad made him go to Thunderhead. Nimbus could continue on to make the third generation still be the best. But Cumulo remembered that his father hadn't given him the choice like he was about to give his son.
Well, sounds reasonable, son. 1 year, you say, on what school?
Mom's alma mater, the Royal Rainbow Academy.
Well, that is a good school, all right, Cumulo said. Do you think you can get in?
I sure hope so, with Mom's recommendation and influence. Nimbus was suddenly excited. His dad was about to agree to a year at Rainbow School.
1 year, you say?
Absolutely, Nimbus said, almost shouting.
The deal was struck. If Nimbus didn't make it to the top of his class in Rainbow Art School, he would be resigned to the fact that he was not an artist like his mother, Cirrus, but more like a thunderhead like his father, Cumulo. He would go back to Thunderhead School, that is, if his dad could get him back in, and Nimbus would then become the third generation of one of the best thunderstorms in North America.